Looking back at last year's crops, Michael Chafin, farm manager of the Sunbelt Ag Expo's research farm, said they had a real good year, and he looks at each crop grown there, starting with peanuts.
We had yields in some of our test plot that exceeded 7 and were even upwards of 8,000 pounds. So that's unheard of. The strides that our researchers are taking in producing peanuts are phenomenal. So that's what our peanuts done. We probably averaged 5,000 plus, so that's a pretty good average, 5,000-6,000 pounds. The corn crop done real good, excellent corn yields. Weather cooperated, got plenty of rain at the right times. We were pushing the 200 bushel mark, 220. That's great. I know there's been some yields higher than that, but the average 200 bushels across the farm is unreal. So the corn done really good. The cotton, I think everybody had a good cotton year. Even a lot of our dry land farmers have never seen yields. We set a lot of farm records this year with dry land cotton yields as well as irrigated yields. But like I said, the rain just fell at the right times. We had we just had a good crop overall. We were in that 3-bale neighborhood average, and I think, you know, countywide across our region, that was the case. You know, the 2.5 and 3-bale averages were there. They were good. Soybeans are the same. We had phenomenal soybean yields. I set a personal record at 96 bushels per acre with a particular variety and some June planted beans that we had. But everything just turned out really well for us.
Chafin said he would love to repeat those yields again this year, but their plans are being made for the 2013 crop.
We're getting ready to work up some dirt and spread some fertilizer, and you'll probably see most of the same stuff you've seen last year. We're gonna do some expanded sesame research this year. We had a little bit last year that was seen at field day, but I'm going to have about 15 acres of sesame this year instead of the little small plot, just to prove that it's a viable crop for our area. We're going to have the corn and the peanuts. We hadn't really finalized the acreages. Corn may be up a little bit. Cotton acres could go up. We're just kind of going to wait and see.
And a quick note for your calendar, the annual Sunbelt Ag Expo Field Day this year will take place on July 11th at their site in Moultrie, Georgia. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.